plenty of tips and handy hints for inside and out. This is Radio Live Home and Garden with Tony Morrell.
Dennis Hughes does wonderful things with his team at Blue Mountain Nurseries, and Tapa Nui is a beautiful place to be. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Lovely to have you with us this morning. You had a nice time with Fiona Eady yesterday teaching grafting.
Yes, how did you hear about that? That was a lovely, lovely morning. It was really, really great.
The hedgerow speak. You know they do. They do in Tapa Nui.
Yes. Yes, they certainly try anyway.
You got to know what's going on. There is a tree that gives you wonderful majesty in the spring, glory in the autumn, and at other times of the year, just a really great structure and shape in the garden. The tree is?
I would call them the Japanese maple.
They're an amazing.
Or the maples in general, perhaps.
They're an amazing tree, aren't they?
They are. They're a tree for all seasons. And also, they are very good at what I'll call punctuating the seasons. I mean, they're bare in the winter, and some have magnificent bark. And in the spring, you get a riot of different colours, right from lettuce green right to burgundy red. Beautiful orange and yellows in between as they leaf out. And then they mature into their gorgeous summer dress, I'll call it, once again punctuating the colours, but each tree has a tendency to change as spring moves into summer. The colours change, and then, of course, you run into the magnificent autumn colours. They're just, as I say, a tree for all seasons.
We focus on the leaves, but, of course, the trunks, the branches, can put on quite the show too.
Yes, my favourite would have to be Senkaki, Acer palmatum Senkaki, to use its botanical name. To all of us, it's known as the coral bark maple. At this time of year, it's sealing wax red twigs on it. And if it's a young tree, of course, you get nice long growths of the sealing wax red bark. And its autumn colour seems to go on and on and on, whereas some trees, the autumn colour can be reasonably fleeting. But I find that's a particularly good one.
Given the vividness of the light in New Zealand and somewhat varied and harsh sometimes in climate, the trees have an amazing resilience, don't they?
Yes, they seem to be able to stand the cold and the sun I think with our light, in actual fact, we do better than the rest of the world. The colours are picked out much stronger.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I tell you what I do like too is when they do lose their leaves, they're almost like confetti in some of the smaller palmatums.
Yes, I love the weeping, the little weeping Japanese maple. It is a very, very fine foliage. And, of course, the tree doesn't get any bigger than when you buy it. It's quite important to buy one on a decent standard, because when you put it in the ground, you lose the height of the pot for a starter, so it shrinks. And it really never really, really regains that. It just hangs down like an umbrella. And, of course, that makes it very good for that. And they come in a range of colours too. But as you say, the leaves in the autumn of the various ones, as a child, I don't think I ever get past the child feel and that I love to kick off my shoes in the autumn and run my bare feet through the the foliage, the leaves on the ground.
I started enjoying using them in garden designs where they're positioned in front of a large, tall house. They do really well in courtyards just on their own.
Yes, they do, and in the courtyard you're restricted for size. You want something that's reasonable size when you plant it, so that you get the instant effect. But you don't want something that's going to take off overshadow the whole design. A lot of trees do just that, but the maples don't.
No, I think they're one of these trees that deserves a little bit more of a second look.
Yes, I think people tend to want an evergreen, and they miss out on an awful lot when they just stick to evergreen trees and shrubs. It's a must to punctuate the seasons, and I don't think anything does it better than the maple.
You and Alan Trott probably concur that it's the springtime that brings such amazing colour, and the development of those leaves through the season is something that not a lot of plants can do.
A Sakasuki is recognised as the be-all and end-all when it comes to autumn colour.
A Sakasuki?
A Sakasuki.
It sounds like a dish that you would have with a side salad.
Well, that's Japanese for you, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever...
I find it changes dramatically. It comes in purple in the spring and matures to a greeny bronze, and then it turns on the most fiery orange-red. It's recognised as the best for autumn colour in the maples, but there's lots of others that'll give it a run for its money. But when it's at its peak, it's extremely hard to beat.
Dennis Hughes, we now know on Home and Garden that it's a really good idea to do your research and be quite selective about the plants and the trees that you're using on your property. You see, once you put them in, you've got an opportunity, sure, to move them around a little bit in the garden. But we want those plants, once we've purchased them, even been gifted them, to be with us for a very long time. Now's a great time to be thinking about putting maples into the garden.
Yes, this is the top time, and I'll concur with you that it's very, very important to do your research. Temukiyama and the weeping Japanese maples, out of the many purple ones, that to me is the one to choose, because it's such a trouble-free tree, and it's good and vigorous. When you get into your small leaf jobs, you think of them being very tender, and some are, but not that one. And if you're wanting a green one, Emerald Lace is the other one that really does great things. But there's nothing wrong with Viridis either in the greens.
So many choices. I'm kind of hoping you're going to say now that a number of nurseries in both North and South Islands have maple trees available for us.
Oh, yes, they're a well-covered plant. Doesn't matter whether you live in Auckland or Invercargill, they're a tree that's still okay for you to have, or anywhere in between. And most garden centres and nurseries stock a good range.
Will I have a maple tree in my garden for a very long time, Dennis?
Well, I've got ones in my garden that my father planted, so they're way over 50 years old. Probably nearer 70 years old, to be honest, and most of them are still, I'd still describe, coming into their prime.
Okay, good. I'm pleased to hear it then, because people like things that last.
That's true. My Acer griseum, which is the paperbark maple, a different group entirely, it now is about, 18 inches through the trunk, and of course, being paperbark, and you're growing it for its bark, it's absolutely fantastic now. I just wish my father could see it.
Maybe he can.
I hope he can.
Dennis, always good to catch up. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I certainly will, and you do the same.
Thank you very much.
Tony.
Not at all. Dennis Hughes from Blue Mountain Nursery. Number 99 Bushy Hill Street, if you didn't know, Tapa Nui, and of course, there is a range of plants available all over the country. Still to come in the next half hour on Home and Garden.